Now, your letters. William Thone of Tallahassee, Florida, was touched by John Itzde's story about Brandon Erickson, a young soldier who lost his right arm in Iraq. Brandon is now returning to civilian life back in North Dakota. Mr. Thone wrote, "What a great story. I think for me, the telling statement was the reason he joined, to pay for college. When this mess in Iraq is over, let's make military service mandatory, including all the eligible children and grandchildren of members of Congress and the White House. Then maybe we will not rush to war." Ralph Boenheim of Brooklyn, New York, was one of several listeners who wasn't interested in hearing the views of Senator Joseph Lieberman on our program last week. Senator Lieberman is a Democrat on the Armed Services Committee. Mr. Boenheim wrote, "Why on earth are you soliciting Joseph Lieberman's opinion on the Iraq War? Along with most Republicans and too many Democrats, he was wrong about weapons of mass destruction, wrong about the links between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, and wrong last fall when he badmouthed Howard Dean." Mr. Boenheim went on to say that he took offense at Lieberman's, quote, "enthusiastic cheerleading of Bush's leadership." If you take offense at something you hear, or if you take delight in it, please let us know. Send us your emails to watc@npr.org. Please, and this is important, include your phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name.